From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and United Nations are welcoming an agreement meant to ease tensions between North and South Korea, but some analysts are warning the North may be using the talks to buy more time to develop its nuclear weapons program. Correspondent Grace Lee reports for Reuters.
A North Korean delegation making strides across the world's most heavily militarized border into the south, crossing it for the first time in more than 2 years. Seoul and Pyongyang kicked off formal talks on Tuesday with an optimistic outlook on the upcoming Winter Olympics, set to be held just kilometers away from the border next month. North Korea has confirmed it will also send a delegation to the Games, including high-ranking officials and athletes, along with the country's famous cheering squad, which has been a huge hit in the South in their past rare appearances. Seoul has also suggested that athletes from the two Koreas march together during events, including the opening ceremony, something they've done in past sports events as a sign of unity. Despite its narrow, primarily sports-related agenda on Tuesday, all eyes around the globe are focused on the talks, which could stretch on into the week, with world leaders eager for signs tensions over the North's nuclear program is cooling off.
Our talks begin after a long period of severed ties between the North and the South, but I believe the first step is half the journey.
South Korea proposed talks between both militaries to start and a reunion of family members in time for February's Lunar New Year holiday.
Correspondent Grace Lee from Reuters. A suicide bomber has killed at least 6 people and wounded more than 25 others in southwestern Pakistan. The attack on Tuesday targeted a police vehicle in a high-security area of Quetta, the capital of the violence-plagued Baluchistan province. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning that